Target Circle, the program you know and love now, includes automatic deals.
The all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360, is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the first ever sailing.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s activities.
There'll be over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
It's 902-1ONG with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
Today we are joined by the beautiful actress Jane Daly, who played Dylan's hypnotist, Dr. Molly Campbell.
Oh my goodness, you're a sight for sore eyes.
Am I? It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has. And the thing is, yeah, on our podcast, on OMG, we have been watching back the show, and we are now at the pinnacle stage for Dylan when he meets with you, his hypnotherapist, right, named Molly Campbell.
That's right. Yeah.
Did you, first of all, I have to ask this first because I'm dying to know. Did you know you were named after our wardrobe stylist?
No, I did not know that. Is that who I was named after? All right.
I'm so happy to be the one to tell you. Yes, she was our wardrobe designer at the time.
Well, she actually dressed me really great, so good.
There you go. Oh, my goodness. This is funny.
Yeah, this is fun, huh?
Yes, we are at in season five, when Dylan is introduced to you, mm-hmm, by his weird friend, Charlie. I don't know, right, if you remember him.
No.
Nope. let's start with this. What do you remember about being on 90210? Like, you worked with Luke pretty much exclusively.
Yes.
And that seemed like a really sort of an intimate, vulnerable, on-camera relationship.
It was.
And I'm wondering how it was for you off camera and on the set.
Luke was so great to me. Mm-hmm. He was so kind and open and warm, and we wanted it to be good together. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
He really wanted that. He wanted, because it was a weird direction that the show went right then.
Yeah.
It was a little offbeat, and he really wanted it to be real. So we had a lovely, lovely connection together. He was very, very kind to me. I worked also almost exclusively with Jason, who directed mm-hmm. all or most of the episodes I was in. So my main memory the first day was going into the makeup trailer with all you beautiful girls. Everybody was there. And I was terrified because I thought, oh God, here's Jenny and Tori and Tiffany, all these beautiful, and you were all so popular right then, remember? I mean, it was like just pinnacle, you know, yeah. of the show. So I remember meeting you all in the makeup trailer. But that day, that first day when we went up to the house, the location that's up at the house, there had been an absolutely horrific Malibu fire.
Yes.
And the whole place was burned down. And when we drove up to the location, it was like you were on the moon. It was phenomenal looking. I mean, it was fabulous, but horrible. And there was the one little house sitting in the middle of it. Phenomenal.
Isn't that wild? I had the feeling, I wasn't there. I wasn't shooting that stuff with you guys. But I had the feeling when I was watching it, yeah. that that's exactly what had happened. That little house was just there on its own. Wow.
And it really fed into what we were doing. I think from the minute Luke and I walked into that location and sat down and we started talking about, well, I don't know whether it's real or not, but you've been here before and we did all that kind of thing, that we both really got sensations of that, I think, because of the weirdness of the location.
Yeah.
Wild.
That must have been really weird.
Yeah, it was.
So you had, before you came to 90210, you had been on Melrose Place, if I'm not mistaken.
Melrose Place, yeah.
With maybe, was that one with Heather with one episode?
With Heather Locklear, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I worked with you again, Jenny, on Star. Do you remember that?
Wait, what year was that?
Yeah. After 90210, you and I, briefly, I played your mother-in-law in the movie of the week, Star.
Wait, you played...
What was his name? What was his name? I was trying to think this morning. I'll tell her that.
Gosh. He went on to do a lot of good stuff
He was a sweetheart. A good actor.
I remember his name.
Anyway, but yeah, I had done Melrose Place. I had done a lot of Aaron Spelling stuff. Because I've been around in Hollywood since 78. So I had done a lot of stuff and auditioned for him so mm-hmm. many times back when he was still, you know, really, really doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone says that they had such a positive experience.
Oh, yeah.
Knowing Aaron and working repeatedly with him.
Yeah.
That's always fun to hear.
Yeah. He kept people that he loved and hired them again and again, which was so wonderful. I don't know if you know this, but during 90210, I was commuting back and forth from our home in Naples, Florida. So,
wow. How did that work?
It was tricky. I would fly in, do two episodes. I guess they were back to back, and fly home, then come back. And I did two more back to back and come, and then fly and do another one back to back. So that was kind of interesting. We had taken like a little sabbatical. We had a home in Naples as well. And that was kind of interesting, flying back and forth, you know, Florida. I wasn't used to it.
Now people do that all the time. Like now that's right. What actors pretty much do. They don't, nobody lives in LA anymore, I feel like.
No. They live in, you know, Sun Valley, Idaho.
Oh, lucky ducks.
Lucky ducks.
I need to start packing.
I love it.
Okay, yeah. Something that intrigues me so much about you is that you just said that you started acting in 1978.
Well, I started acting in 1964.
What is happening right now? Okay.
Yeah.
You have been in this business for
60 years.
Wow.
60 years.
60 years. That's six generations of
60 years.
What? I mean, you've seen all of the changes. You've seen everything.
Yeah, for sure. It's dramatic.
what stands out to you as like the major moments of change as far as you, your perception in the industry? That's just so fascinating to me.
Yeah. You know, the things that haven't changed, Jenny, mm-hmm. still audition. You mm-hmm. still go in. Granted, we can do it like this sometimes, but you still audition. There's still people that love you and hire you, and other people that are like, okay, thank you. You know, it's still that, you know.
The rejection is still there.
It's still there. But back when I first started, there was such a glamour about everything. And it was such a big deal, my first movie and my first TV, you know, it was like, wow, where now there's so much available, so much content, you know, a lot of it people don't see. A lot gets shuffled to the side. I mean, I just by accident found Colin Farrell in Sugar the mm-hmm. other night on, you know, just by accident. So some really good TV that's almost like film mm-hmm. has just gotten so diluted.
Yeah, there's just so many options. Yeah. And you're right, you lose it. And when you're saying like when you did a movie or a show back then, it was a big deal. And right. it was the everybody knew about it and everybody was watching it because that's all there was.
Well, yeah. I mean, 90210 in its heyday and right when I was on it, right in the middle of your run before Luke left. And then came back, of course. But I live down in Palos Verdes, and there are all these neighborhood teenagers who are just totally into 90210. Mm-hmm. And in particular, at the time, Luke Perry was like off the charts. Everybody was so in love with him, right? So I became a very big celebrity in my little neighborhood.
Oh my gosh, I bet.
It was a lot of fun back then. And they all had watch parties. And so a couple of times, because they were girls that I knew or I knew their mothers, they'd asked if I would come by. So just like on The Bachelor, I would drop in at their watch party when they were watching an episode I was on. And they go,
wow.
Oh, they were so excited. So back
that's
then,
so really, fun.
Yeah, it had a glamour and a bigness to it. Where now, it like I said, it feels quite diluted.
Yeah,
but it also has so much more. I mean, I look at things like this and I think, wow, who would have thought we could do this?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, all these years later, we can still talk about this great show.
Yeah, and we can do this where you can have this blog going on about your life and about your career and Tories and what all you're doing. And you can connect with me, you know, all these years later. It's great.
I mean, that's been so amazing to be able to go back and talk to all the incredible guest stars that the show had.
Yeah.
And you were just awesome. So beautiful just watching you. We've just recently been talking about A, your beauty, and B, the intimacy of those scenes and the bizarreness of those scenes.
Yeah.
And how those scenes kind of didn't really feel like we were watching 90210 anymore, especially when you would put him under your spell.
Yeah, under the spell. Do you remember, Jenny, or have you watched yet? It may have been the final episode. I'm not sure. But where... I had been dressed for a party to go out, and he sort of crashed to my house and said, I need your help. You have to put me back under. He was trying to find you.
Kelly, and, uh-huh.
Yeah. And I was dressed in the black dress and very glamorous and all made up, where before I'd been like a little hippy-dippy. And that little clip where I'm going, it'll all come back, Dylan. You know, just keep breathing. That's right. Deeper. And the crew guys were just hysterical. Because it really did have a little bit of a kind of a sexual undertone.
There was some undertone there. We've noticed it for sure. There's one time when you're leaning over and your beautiful décolleté is exposed. I'm talking exposed.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah. No. Oh, my God.
When I watched it afterwards, I thought, well, I didn't know that was happening.
Hello.
Hello.
And weren't you like, oh, I look damn good.
Thank you, Jenny. That was, of course, how many years ago was that? 1995, are we talking? 96?
95.
Mm-hmm. 95. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I know. It seems like that, right? It's crazy.
It's almost 30 years ago.
It is.
Yeah. I'm 75.
And you still look damn good.
You still look like the girl next door, Jenny. I swear you do.
Now I have to wear glasses to see you. It's a little different.
Oh, but see, I...
There.
Look. I have them if I really want everything in focus.
Right. It's better to just take them off sometimes and see things blurry.
Yeah. Well, also, you can see me. I don't have to see you as well.
It's better that way. Trust me. It's just so fun to catch up with you. And I love hearing about your connection with Luke. And did you ever see Luke again or work with Luke again?
Don't make me cry. So Luke was so loving to me. He and I emailed for a while after I left the show, which was really lovely of him because we were very connected that day. I'm pretty sure, I can't remember from this picture. Can you see it, Jenny?
Wow.
That was the black dress and the scene.
That's the dress, yes.
Yeah, and the flowers, I'm certain that Luke handed them to me as I was, we were wrapping me off of the show. Mm-hmm. So we emailed a couple of times back and forth and stayed a little bit in touch for a while, and then that all fades away as it always does after guest starring on something. But I followed him and watched whatever else he did because I really, really cared for him. And I was like everybody, just devastated, just totally devastated, when he died. So young, and it just broke my heart. But what people, I don't think everybody realizes or realized what a terrific actor he was and how much he really gave of himself when we worked. Mm-hmm. And I still remember a film he did called 8 Seconds.
I love that movie.
I always wondered why he didn't do more bigger because he really had it all. He really did. And to me, and it's probably because we had that really close association and he had to trust me, that he wouldn't look foolish or stupid, or I wouldn't look foolish or stupid when we tried to do something that was so out of the norm for the show. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he loved what he did.
He did. Mm-hmm. He loved it. And I remember he left for a while, tried to do some other things, and came back because he missed it. We all do,
Yeah.
Leave it for a while, you come back because you miss it. Yeah, he was a great guy. He was a great guy. And you know what? Skipping from Luke for a minute, Jason Priestley, such a doll. Mm-hmm. And he directed me in, I think, I'm not sure if it was all of them, you might know better, but at least two.
Yeah. I don't think it was all of them, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was such a sweetheart too. And everybody was so very, very kind to me. You had an awesome crew. They were so lovely to me. So I felt a part of it. I felt a part of something very big for a while.
I love that. I love hearing that because you were a part of it. Everybody who stepped foot onto any of our stages or sets had that same feeling of ownership and involvement. And that connection. I love that.
That's why the show is still as iconic as it is to this day. Yeah.
Because it was made with such love and such a
plus you had this incredible cast. Mm-hmm. You had one of those serendipitous casts that just meshed and was wonderful together, even with whatever wasn't wonderful parts. Mm-hmm. The whole was always great on that show. There are very few shows like that. Friends was one of them. 90210 was one of them. Seinfeld, there were a few shows where the cast just
And it's crazy because you just reminded me that is such an important factor in why people still feel so connected to the show.
Right.
And even we go together as a cast sometimes and do appearances. Mm-hmm. Once in a while, it will be the whole cast will get together. Mm-hmm. And whatever differences or, lifestyles or whatever, we all put it aside and then we just come together as what we always were.
Yeah, you were such a wonderful group of kids.
Is there ever really a way to thank your mom for everything she does? My mom is my best friend, my rock. I have learned so much from her through the years. Her wisdom has helped shape me, and I love celebrating her, especially on Mother's Day.
This Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. And since she deserves the best, send her the best there is. When it comes to flowers, send her farm fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets.
I love that Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. They even have flowers grown on the side of a volcano, you guys.
Bouqs has modern designs and unique flowers you can't find anywhere else. Bouqs is simple. You go online, pick the delivery date, and you're done.
Mother's Day is May 12th. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now.
And with 25% off, you can send some to your mom, wife, aunt, and even grandma.
Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code 90210 for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com. Promo code 90210, Bouqs.com, promo code 90210.
Hey, everyone. So as you can imagine, we know a thing or two about makeup. We've pretty much tried it all.
And we are really liking Thrive Cosmetics because they have a full line of makeup perfect for an everyday look refresh.
They have clean ingredients that feel great on your skin. And their products are foolproof, which makes it easy for any skill level to apply.
And it's really cool to know that Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive.
Oh, I love that connection. See that? Plus, how cool is it that their high-performance formulas are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free?
Amazing. And they have zero parabens, sulfates, and phthalates.
I really believe when it comes to makeup, beautiful eyebrows are so important, don't you think? Their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look.
And their easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder.
Ooh la la. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back.
Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/90210.
That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/90210 for 10% off your first order.
With the weather getting warmer, finally, it is time for a wardrobe refresh.
And when I want to update my style without breaking the bank, I turn to Quince.
They offer premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30.
And washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
They partner directly with top factories, so Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to you.
Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
I use the hoop earrings I ordered from Quince all the time.
And basically live in the slippers that I ordered on their website. The prices and quality are so worth it.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/90210 for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/90210 to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/90210.
I want to know what you're doing now. Why you are sitting in this beautiful location and looking so gorgeous.
Just my library. We're in my library. I'm a very big reader. I read a lot and I'm writing. I'm trying to write a novel. And in the midst of that, I'm also writing a memoir because I have been in the business for 60 years. And there have been some bizarre twists and turns in my career and some wonderful stuff too. When I retired last year, I actually officially said, I'm done, because I was tired driving in and out of Hollywood, Jenny. You know, I'm 75, that drive in it from Palos Verdes into Hollywood and out to Warner Brothers and all, it just got so tough. So my last thing that I was doing was I had a recurring character on The Rookie. Mm-hmm. And finally, that the last season when they were using me, I said, you know, you got to send a driver. I can't do it. And they finally said, oh, sure, of course.
As they should. Good for you.
So, well, because it just got rough, you know, the trucks flying by and the LA freeways and all
LA
that.
It's hard to drive. It's on hard. Freeways.
Mm-hmm. It's hard at 75. It's probably hard at 60, 50. I don't know. But so I got really fed up kind of with that. And then COVID hit. And during COVID, I was still doing quite a few commercials. I did a lot of national commercials for a while. The hair. It was the hair, Jenny.
It's really.
They something. Hired me for the hair.
You had good hair in the 90s, but now it's like prime real estate.
Yeah, the white hair is like prime real estate. The white hair really, really, because it was such, it was pretty white hair, you know. That's my mother. God bless her. She had great hair. So the last thing I did was finish my last episode of The Rookie, which was over a year ago. And now what I have is a whole lot of little indie movies of me and my five grandchildren on my FaceTime.
Oh, perfect. That's the best movies you can have.
Yeah, I have five beautiful grandchildren. Wow. I have one that's a real following grandma's footsteps. She's a real singer, dancer, actor out there, you know.
Oh, I love that.
That's what I'm doing. I'm playing golf. I'm taking care of grandkids. I'm going to Italy Sunday.
What? This life you're living. Seriously.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
You know what I say to myself, Jenny? I deserve it. I did that Hollywood thing for 60 years. First New York, then Hollywood.
And you survived it. Like, that's a huge accomplishment.
I survived it because back in 1984, my husband and I, Duncan Gamble, we moved down here to the South Bay because I couldn't stand what was going on. Santa Monica and kids at school with my little boy. And I saw your mommy's on TV. And I just didn't want that whole showbiz thing to totally run our lives. So we got further away from it. Mm-hmm. And that's why I was able to stay in it so long. I truly believe that because I wasn't enmeshed in the middle. One of the last big things I did was go to a big party up at Spelling's house. I remember it was, when was it? Decades ago. I can't remember. And that was one of the last big Hollywood things I went to because it was hard. I did Mission Impossible 3 with Tom Cruise and I went to that big party afterwards. But I didn't do a lot of the Hollywood partying scene. I was a grown up mommy, two children, you know.
You had your priorities in order.
I had my priorities right from a long time, you know, since I got to Hollywood. I didn't want, because I had already been divorced once from when I lived in New York, and I just didn't want to go down that road too much. But I'm still here.
Well, you have inspired me by the way you've handled your career.
Oh, thank you. Thanks.
And just your longevity.
Yeah.
And you still talk about it so positively.
Oh, yeah.
And I really look forward to reading your book. So I want you to finish that.
Oh, thank you. I will absolutely make sure you guys get a copy. Like if I get there.
You'll get there. Don't say that.
Yeah, I'll get there.
It's
just writing's hard. You know that, right? You've tried to write, haven't you?
It's very difficult. Yes. You have to really focus.
Stay focused. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's tough when you got those cute little grandkids running around.
Oh, and they're so adorable. And they go from age 14 down to 4. So they're just precious. You have a beautiful daughter. I saw something popped up on Instagram. And I don't do any social media, Jenny. That's another thing. I stay really, really
bless
clear
your heart.
Of it.
Oh, you're so smart.
Twitter, none of it. But my daughter-in-law has an Instagram account. And so I go on to look at pictures of my kids. And the other day, you know how it opens up? There was you with your daughter.
Aww.
Yeah.
That was just it was meant to be, because then we were going to be visiting.
Yeah, we were going to visit. So also you make sure you give my best to Jason.
I will do. I'm seeing him next week, so I will tell him.
Yeah, tell him I said send my regards.
We all send all of our love to you, and just so much gratitude for being a part of the show.
Thank you so much. You know that it was Luke that dubbed me Molly the Malibu Mystic.
Well, you should have run with that.
My husband still calls me that to this. Oh, here comes Molly the Malibu Mystic. She's going to tell me about my future.
I love that. Well, Molly the Malibu Mystic, thank you so much for being on our podcast.
Thank you for having me. It was really a pleasure, and I loved my time on the show.
Good. You now go right.
Go right.
Yes. Love you.
Love you. Bye-bye, Jenny.
Bye. Target Circle, the program you know and love, now includes automatic deals.
The all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360, is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Enter to win a free cruise for two. Onboard the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the first ever sailing.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s activities.
There'll be over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.